Hi Huskies, my name is Lexi, filling in for Tommaso as a host for the My First Year Story podcast this week. Today we are welcoming Eliza and Claire from the UConn Dance Company. Eliza and Claire, we're so glad to have you guys here to talk to us about your experiences at UConn. Would you please introduce yourselves to our listeners, name, pronouns, hometown, and if you were a dog breed, what would you be?
Thank you so much for having us. My name is Eliza Canelli, she, her, hers pronouns. I'm from Cheshire, Connecticut. And if I could be, or my dog, it'd be a Havanese.
And my name's Claire, my pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm from South Windsor, Connecticut, and if I were a dog, I think I'd be a poodle.
Perfect. Welcome. Those are great dog breeds. I love them. If I were to be a dog, I'd be a Lhasa Apso. Cousin of the Shih Tzu. Anyway, so let's jump into kind of talking about your guys' place at UConn, grade, major, and kind of like your UConn experience so far.
I'm a senior nursing major. I came into UConn super excited. This is where I always wanted to go. I was part of the nursing learning community, and I really enjoyed being a part of a community that was more towards my academics, but I always felt like I wanted to be a little more creative as well, and I've been a dancer my whole entire life, so that's kind of how I found my way into UConn Dance Company and found another group of people that I'm so grateful to have.
Yeah, I'm also a senior. I'm a physiology and neurobiology major, and I live pretty close to UConn. Both my parents are alumni, and when I was like applying to colleges, my brother went here, and I think I just wanted to experience like the tailgates and the basketball games and all that stuff. So that's why I ended up coming. And in terms of involvement, I was a part of the honors learning community. So I lived in Buckley. So I was looking to like meet people outside of Buckley because it's kind of secluded. And that's why I ended up joining UConn Dance Company.
Perfect. Yeah, I know UConn has a lot to offer, and this season we're definitely talking about creating spaces and kind of making UConn your own place. How did you guys like get involved with the UConn Dance Company? I know you guys talked about like dancing, reaching out and wanting to like gain more like relationships. Kind of like what was the process of the UConn Dance Company and getting onto it?
So all throughout our lives, we were both competitive dancers, especially in high school, and that's something that you kind of lose when you come to college if you're not a part of the dance team. So we were really looking for a place to just enjoy dance and enjoy those friends again. In 2018, when I was thinking about applying to here, I came for Husky for a day, and I actually came to a UConn Dance Company showcase when I was still in high school, and that's when I really fell in love with it. Auditions are in September and January. I remember following the Instagram and just like being in awe of all these college students and really looking up to them. And like, I always knew that I wanted to be a part of the company. So we both just auditioned, tried our best. And when we both made it, we became best friends our freshman year, and have grown to have a bunch of other friends as well.
Yeah, I knew I didn't want to do the dance team because I wasn't looking for something on like the sport level. And I remember kind of stalking the Instagram and like finding out when auditions were. And Eliza and I actually met at auditions our freshman year. My freshman year roommate knew Eliza, so we kind of like connected. And then, yeah, I've been on the company ever since fall freshman year.
Wow, that's crazy. So your friendship has basically taken on these past 4 years. And would you say that like the dance company kind of has helped you build those other relationships that you wanted?
I think we have a really good friendship vibe and community within the company. We're all very friendly and like giggly and love to hang out outside of dance too. And also I think dancers are really similar. So having a group of people with like that common interest, we all kind of tend to be more similar in our personalities.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect. And so is it competitive to get onto? I don't know too much about the dance company. So you guys mentioned tryouts. Kind of how does that like go?
Yeah, so we do have auditions once a semester. We always encourage everyone to audition. Like, you never know unless you try, which is a big thing, like your freshman year as well to think about. We do usually take people with a more competitive dance background, but we always encourage everyone to try out.
Yeah, being on the company 4 years, we've seen like the level of talent at UConn just increased tremendously. Like our freshman year, it was definitely not as competitive as it is now. Like I don't know what has changed, but there's a lot more dancers at UConn is what we're noticing.
That's good. And so you guys take like a select amount?
Yeah, we have like a set number that we kind of aim for when we have auditions.
Gotcha. Wow. Okay. So that's super cool. And kind of like, is it, if you want to come back like your next semester, are you guaranteed a spot? Does everyone have to re-audition?
Everyone does have to re-audition just because things change, and it's all based on the choreographers. So each semester we have 10 student choreographers who audition, and then the choreographers pick who they want in their dance. So like that's kind of like how our selection process is, but usually everyone does get a spot back.
That's super cool. So with this place on campus, like is it time consuming? Do you guys like practice, compete? I know you said mentioned a showcase. Kind of like how much time do you guys put in, like weekly or kind of like around that?
It really varies. You can kind of choose your time commitment based on how much you want to be involved. So we require that every dancer be in 2 dances, and then you can be in a maximum of 4. And each of the dances that you're in has its own rehearsal time, and you're like required to go to that rehearsal time. And then in addition to that, we have a company time where everyone works together. So I'd say it ranges from maybe like 3-4 hours a week to like at most 6 hours a week.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, that's sick. And so like outside of that, have you guys, you mentioned like hanging out, so is there like a lot of team bonding activities, or do you guys see a lot of the bonding like within those time periods that you guys have allotted for the company?
There's definitely a lot within those time periods. That's when you really get to know another. But we do have like a formal coming up after our showcase. We do a lot of like outside like pizza parties and other bonding events. We've gone apple picking and things like that as well, where we really try to encourage people to hang out with one another outside of like the dance environment.
That's so nice. I was in a learning community, so I kind of get that whole bonding vibe, going out and doing things like scheduled events. And you guys both mentioned you were in the nursing house and honors. So kind of like being in that atmosphere and being in like the UConn dance company, do you guys see similarities, differences? Do you guys enjoy the dance company more, like relationship wise?
I mean, personally, I'm happy I'm in honors, but I feel like the friendship connections and honors just like in the community as a whole are not as strong because it's a bigger community and it's kind of something you're put in based on like academic level and not necessarily interest, versus the other learning communities are like interest based. So I feel like the dance company for me is definitely more of like a family community friendship vibe. That's what I needed in college.
And for the nursing learning community, it was on the smaller side. I'm like super grateful for my time in there. That's where I found my 2 like nursing best friends who we study together. We do everything together, like clinicals and stuff. But it is nice to have like different groups of friends and know like that, yes, I can count on my nursing friends, but I also have the super reliable dance company friends I can also count on.
No, I agree. Having like multiple friend groups is really important.
That's great. And do you guys do anything else besides those 2 that like you want to mention here? Anything that else you're involved in?
Yeah, I was part of Huskython. I was on the management team for 2 years. That was another really great experience, which also kind of was more like towards nursing, as towards like helping kids, and like I want to be a pediatric nurse. That Huskython's really great. It's like a huge, huge community, which in contrast to dance company, which is super small, it's another great way to meet a bunch of people. But again, like dance company is just a smaller, closer group of girls and boys that is really great.
And a little birdie told me that you are an FYE mentor. And since we are talking about like creating spaces, do you mind just touching a little bit on how that has been, just with your adaptation to like the college experience?
Yeah, so I was the FYE mentor for 2 different classes of the nursing learning community. I think that was a really great opportunity just to like give back to the learning community. I was like a leader to almost 40 nursing students. And this was also a difficult time because it was during COVID for them. And I felt like I was able to be just kind of like a small connection to like the UConn campus and show them like what nursing is in the future.
Oh, that's good. And so you don't do it anymore?
No, it's just for those two semesters.
Gotcha, perfect. No, that's cool. Is there anything else you guys want to tell us about just your UConn experience overall? I know you guys are both seniors, so kind of like any major takeaways that, like, as you guys are graduating that you really think back on. It doesn't have to do with the dance company. We just want to hear, like, kind of your experience, maybe some advice you have for upcoming freshmen, kind of just along those lines.
I guess since I joined the dance company, well, I guess we both auditioned, we didn't really have any friends also auditioning with us, so it was kind of something I went out and did solo. And I remember my friends being very supportive, like, they are excited for me, but it is nerve-wracking to go to that first, like, meeting and audition, like, the first rehearsal and the first audition, not knowing anyone. And I just think everyone else also felt that way, so it's a welcoming environment because you meet other freshmen or other, like, sophomores that have just joined for the first time, and everyone's in the same boat. So I'm glad I went out and did my own thing and didn't always do something that someone else was doing.
And I'm sure everyone says this, and people coming into UConn have heard it a million times, but, like, yes, it is a big school, but you will find your place. And, like, Claire and I, if we never auditioned for dance company, we never would have met one another. And, like, we shaped one another's UConn experience. And I think it's just so important, as she said, just try things, even if you have to do it by yourself, because you'll never know when you might find a great community within this big UConn school.
Oh, yeah, perfect. No, I totally agree with that. UConn is definitely big. I'm only a sophomore, so I'm still getting my grounds made, and starting off with the podcast has been something that I've loved to do. So if there's anything else you guys want to say,
I could say one thing about, like, leadership.
Okay.
Make sure you cut that out. Okay. Another big thing about UConn and, like, communities and finding organization is there's a lot of room for, like, leadership and growth within the community. Claire and I, yes, we both joined freshman year, and then our junior year, we were secretary and treasurer of dance company, and now we're president and vice president. So it's also important, like, if you find a community on campus, like, make sure you stick with it, and there's so much room to grow and to take a bigger steps into the club or organization, and just showing that dedication is super important. And it's been very rewarding to be able to pass down, like, the love and the passion for dance that UConn Dance Company has to, like, these younger generations, and to welcome them into UConn this year.
Yeah, I can't agree more. And also, that's why it's so important to start getting involved freshman and sophomore year, because by junior and senior year, you're going to want to have kind of, like, strong emotional ties to UConn and, like, make it feel like home. And now that we're seniors graduating, like, we're able to look back on all the things we got involved in, and, like, these are things I'm going to remember forever. Like, I wasn't just a student at UConn. Like, I was also on the dance company. I was an honor student. Like, things like that make this place and, like, this college experience more important and personal.
You're kind of making, like, your mark, leaving your mark on the school. And, yeah, so, like, do you guys feel like this president and vice president role, like, you'll take a lot from it into post-grad?
Yeah, it's definitely, like, as I said, it's been so rewarding, and just knowing that these younger dancers look up to us the same way that we looked up to the president when we were freshmen, it's been really great, and it's definitely going to be something that we both miss next year.
Yeah, I think last year, especially when we were on the e-board our junior year, this was kind of post-COVID, so it was really motivational to kind of bring the company back after a year of not having in-person, like, dances. And I don't know, it just made us feel, like, really proud and important, like, we were having a positive impact on the community.
No, that's really nice to hear. And speaking of, we are post-COVID, I just completely went over my head. I wasn't in college during COVID, so kind of, like, how is that for you guys? Just with, like, the whole experience, UConn experience, do you feel like you were taken back a little bit from the UConn experience, or do you feel like you worked harder to get, like, more immersed?
I feel like the COVID year definitely was not the most enjoyable, but I honestly feel like last year and this year especially have really made up for it. Last year I went abroad in the spring semester. It was so fun, and I feel like that opportunity really made me, like, claim back some of my college experience. And then this year with, like, the sport games and, like, I don't know, just everything fully back to normal was one of the best years. And, like, obviously the basketball tournaments, everything have really made a very enjoyable senior year.
Yeah, so COVID hit like March of our freshman year. Sophomore year was definitely hard, like being isolated from one another, but it just made us even more grateful for the time that we did have these freshman year and junior and senior year. And it really makes you realize like you have to make the most of every opportunity that you're given. Never say no to anything. Like even if you don't want to go to that basketball game, like you're tired, you have schoolwork, like you never know, like that might be your last basketball game. Like they might not make the next round of championships. So yeah, so school is so important, and we both have very challenging majors and we're both very academically driven, but there is such an importance to just get involved within the community, make friends, and just make the most of your UConn time.
No, yeah, perfect. And for all the listeners out there, UConn did just win national championships. Woohoo, number 5, or our 5th one, I should say. And so that's kind of like where we're going off of with games and everything. But no, yeah, it's great to hear that you guys kind of claim back your experience at UConn. I mean, that's really nice to hear, especially from a sophomore. You know, I got my junior and senior year taken away from me from high school, so kind of coming into college was nice, but I definitely did not consider, you know, kind of having that second year gone for you guys type of thing. So
I would just say, like, as a graduating senior, I know it's very cheesy, but enjoy every second and like do everything that you possibly can to make the most of your college experience, because you won't regret it.
Yes, I totally agree with Claire. Just have to make the most of everything. And if you don't find your people the first week, that's okay. It may take time, but I'm sure that you'll find your people and it will be so worth it at the end of the day.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much, Eliza and Claire. It was truly an honor to hear about your guys' story. And thank you for sharing your experience with the podcast. As always, roll skis.
The My First Year Story podcast is a production of the University of Connecticut's undergraduate student body in collaboration with the Office of First Year Programs, Learning Communities, the Academic Achievement Center, and the Learning Community Innovation Zone. If you like our podcast, please remember to subscribe and leave us a review. You can find us on Spotify, Podbean, and Apple Podcasts. For more information about our podcast, to meet our entire staff, and to listen to more episodes, visit fyp.ucon.edu/MFYS. And follow us on Instagram at UConnMFYS Podcast. If you have a recommendation for someone we should invite as a guest, would like to join our staff, or just want to leave us a little love, see the Contact Us button on our website. Thanks.